This is the catch up on Hit
with Flick and Tim. Tech Talk on Hit.
We have the technology.
I would love if I could just snap my fingers or take a pill and be smarter or more creative. Wouldn't you like that, Flicky?
Yeah, it'd be great. It'd be so cheating. It'd be fabulous.
Cheating. It would be incredible.
Easy way out.
Well, thanks to the crazy zany world of technology, there is a new, very dramatic way of this actually happening. We've got Alex Selios from The Big Smoke on the line. Alex, what's going on?
So a few years ago, there was a concept called neural mesh. And you could insert it into your brain, and it was like a lace that would wrap around your brain, and it would connect your brain to the internet.
Wow.
Now I found this really exciting, because you could literally go to sleep and wake up watching 10 different documentaries, basically supercharging your brain. So that was thrown around the media quite a bit. And then on Amazon, companies started to sell what are essentially little gadgets that you place a pair of electrodes on your scalp, and then it delivers an electrical current to your brain.
Oh, my God.
And this is for sale now. This is on Amazon right now.
This is for sale now. Now, I have to say, it's unregulated.
Yeah, sounds like it.
There's no understanding as to the long-term health benefits. Mm-hmm. And the technique has been used by scientists for many, many years, but they do it within structures that they're able to monitor and understand exactly what's happening. Buying a device online and shooting some sort of, you know, zap to your brain because you think it's going to supercharge your brain is a bit dangerous. But that's what people are doing. Oh, and they believe that it can help their learning speed increase by 40%.
And have they done tests or anything? Have they discovered whether it works? Like where are they getting this 40% from?
Okay, so there are tests that have been done where you can have non-invasive cognitive boosts in your brain.
Wow.
But they're usually done within structures of a scientist or a doctor, mm-hmm. not what you buy on Amazon. So it's kind of like buying the cheap version on Amazon.
Yeah.
And hoping it works.
Yeah, well, I just talked before about things you can buy on Amazon, and that was a small slow cooker for your desk, so...
Which I'm really interested in.
I think it's a large jump from that to, you know, sending electrical currents into your brain.
So, Alex, are you gonna, would you do it? At the end of the day, would you give it a try?
Do you know how I found out about this?
By electroshocking your brain and then thinking really hard?
I got an email from my mother saying, do you think I should buy this?
No, Mum.
Hey, but...
No, people will do it.
Something to keep an eye out for in the future.
Not in the future, now.
Oh, for Christmas. Oh, thanks, Mum. I didn't know these were still legal. Tim, I have a low-key addiction to chocolate.
Oh, that's a good thing to be addicted to. Don't they? I feel like every 6 months I see one of those studies that's like, a piece of chocolate a day is good for your liver.
Cute. Who's stopping a piece of chocolate? That is so cute. Also, when you read the recommended, like, what a serving is for a block of chocolate, and it's like, oh, bless.
What is a serving?
Bless. I think it's like 4 pieces or something.
Oh. Like one row?
Yeah, or maybe it's half a row. I can't remember anyway.
No one's
I remember laughing at it and going, ha, 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 ha.
As I threw an entire family pack wrapper away into the bin.
I opened this 10 minutes ago. So on Sunday night, we had a guest. We had my husband Tom's cousin, Matt, was staying because he was working in town on Monday. So Matt came up.
You had a busy weekend. I thought your mum and dad stayed with you this weekend.
Yeah, it's just a revolving door of family. A lot of family come visit us, which is fabulous.
Cool.
And Matt was great because he bought chocolate. And he said, oh, got chocolate.
Good
and
guest.
I went, good on you, Matt.
What type of chocolate?
Tick. He bought two types. One was that new Cadbury dark chocolate that they're trying, dairy dark, with mint. Tick. Love me a mint chocolate. Mm-hmm. And the other one was a classic favourite I hadn't had a long time, Top Deck.
Oh, so he's gone to, like, Cadbury family pack, family blocks.
Some sort of dealio going on.
Yeah.
We had dinner, and dinner had, you know, we'd sat after dinner and had a chat and whatever, and I was, you know, gearing up to go to bed because it's, you know, breakfast radio announcer, got an early start, usually have an early night
time. We're very antisocial, yeah.
But I was waiting for the chocolate to be opened. Now, it's not my chocolate. It's the guest's chocolate, and it's his job to open the chocolate.
What?
Yeah, I reckon.
I don't know about that rule.
Oh, I 100%
He'd given the chocolate to you.
No, he hadn't given it. He went, no. He didn't go, here's your gift. He went, I bought chocolate, held it up and popped it on the table.
Oh, that's an interesting move.
I think that's...
He didn't say, hey, thanks so much for having me, guys.
Well, it's implied.
Brought you guys some chocolate.
It's implied because there was leftover chocolate, and that's now at the house. But it wasn't as though, like, you know, it's like, here... It's yours. You open it when it... Like, that wasn't ever said. And I didn't want to be impolite.
But it was. But it is yours.
But I didn't want to open it because I was like, no, no, I'm a fiend for this stuff. So I waited 10 minutes past it and I was like, no, I'm going to shower and come back. So I went and showered and I came back, hadn't been opened. All right, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go get ready for bed and then come back. Uh-huh. And boom, it was open. So I was in bed probably 20 minutes later than normal because I refused to be the first to open the block of chocolate.
I didn't want to do it.
Yeah, yeah. Then did I Hoover a Mexican standoff of chocolate? Did I Hoover half the block?
You need to stand up for yourself with the chocolate situations. No, that's your chocolate flick.
No, it's not. It's like a grey area. It's all the chocolate because the guests.
It's everyone's chocolate.
It's the people's chocolate. So I just wanted to wait and be polite. And
how much of the chocolate have you eaten since he left?
Oh, majority. I looked at the service.
You're not
suggestion
waiting for
again.
Anybody anymore.
No, looked at the service suggestion again. Had a little laugh to myself. Went dreaming, Cadbury. Last night was the 2018. AFL Brownlow Awards, very exciting. Well, it's exciting and then it's just so slow as well, round by round.
Did you stay up?
No, I woke up to a message from my husband, Tom, this morning saying, Tom Mitchell won, highlight package replaced more or less with blooper reels. I would have loved that.
That's good.
Lots of padding out for
That's
something.
That's like the Oscars going, maybe we should have a most popular.
No, but this is this next sentence. Lots of padding out for something no one was wanting to take longer. So I'm glad I went to bed and woke up to that message of Tom, who stayed up to watch it. But it was a fabulous win for none other than Hawthorn's Tom Mitchell. Congratulations.
That's your boy, right? That's your guy.
Yep. We knew, we had a strong feeling going into it that Tom Mitchell was going to win after running up last year. He was runner up last year to Dusty Martin. And, yeah, had a fabulous year, had a fabulous season. He also took out the AFL Players Association Award, the Lee Matthews Trophy. So he's had a really good year. And a couple of highlights, I think, from his speech, because that's what we're all waiting for, is the funny bits, the heart-touching, the, you know, the heartfelt moments at the end when they give their speech mm-hmm. about their victory. This is a funny bit about a previous year's date.
And finally, to my girlfriend, Hannah. I actually took Jack Fitzpatrick as my date last year, so I've upgraded this year. Fitzy would probably say I've downgraded, but...
Poor Jack Fitzpatrick. But the best part of his speech, Tom Mitchell's speech, winning the Brownlow for 2018, came at the very beginning when he tried to thank his coach and his team for their support.
I'll just start with the Hawthorn Football Club. Thanks so much for the opportunity you've given me. Clarko seems pretty interested. That's the last time I'm
going to
give him a mention.
Coach Alistair Clarkson asleep on his hands at the table.
Oh, okay. I was listening to that and I was like, what did he just say that was so funny?
He was nodding off. He wasn't fully asleep, but was definitely a long night by the sounds of it if even Clarko was having a bit of a doze at the table. Poor
That's a bad
guy.
Sign. Hey, it's a long night. I'm sure that there was a bar involved. Yes. Sometimes you just got to take a little nap.
Yeah, and Hawthorn's not in the grand final, so they weren't watching themselves last night. But they all behaved well. Fantastic work. Congratulations to Tom Mitchell.
Flick, you know what I really like about you?
What's that?
I know that you take board games very seriously.
Oh, it's a great fun, but also serious and can mean a lot to family relationships. It's a great pastime.
Yeah, it is a great pastime. Well, if you are a keen Scrabble player, are you big into Scrabble?
Tom is a huge Scrabble player. I'm not very good at it.
I'm also not very good at it. It's funny. I think because I talk for a living, people think that I'd be better at it. I don't know. I'm a bad speller.
I'm really good at bananagrams. I'm really good at...
Oh, yeah.
I'm great at other words that involve, you know, word games. But for some reason, Scrabble, not a strong point.
No good at it. Anyway, the official Scrabble Players Dictionary has just come out for 2018. And it is like super 2018. There are 300 new words that have been added to the dictionary.
Oh, Puritan's going to be mad.
If you're big into Scrabble, you've got to know about these words, okay? So a few of them you'll be happy about. A few of them are food words, which I feel like these are right up my alley. I would be using anyway, like bibimbap.
Okay.
Which is a Korean dish.
Okay, cool.
Delicious. Bibimbap. Cool.
That's a lot of bees and peas.
You've got a whole bunch of bees.
Excellent.
Just chuck down a bibimbap. There is arancini, things like that.
Oh, that wasn't in the dictionary before.
No, not in the official Scrabble,
right.
Not in the Merriam-Webster
Scrabble dictionary.
Scrabble dictionary. Mm. So that's been updated. There are also a bunch of 2018 words, though.
Here we go.
So you can now find emoji, which isn't even 2018. It's been around for a while.
Yeah.
Twerk. Can be used.
Great.
Hive mind.
That's our legacy, yeah.
How about yowza?
It's been around quite a while. Yowza, yowza, yowza.
Well, it takes a while for the people at the dictionary to catch
up. Not bad, not bad.
Some of them, Flick, I really didn't know about. Some of these words.
Oh, words.
Yeah. So how about if we had schneid, S-C-H-N-E-I-D. Do you know what a schneid
is? No, what is it?
Schneid is... a word, it's got a German root, and it means a losing streak.
A losing streak?
Yeah.
A schneid.
So if you play badly at Scrabble, then you go on a schneid. But then you use the word schneid, and then you win. You break the schneid.
Do you want to know something really, really nerdy?
What?
I probably shouldn't say this on the radio, but I'm going to anyway.
It's too late.
When I was in primary school, I was in a lunchtime group where we played Scrabble in the library with an official Scrabble tournament guy who used to come in and teach us stuff, and that was my lunch times. It was a couple of years and I'm still no good at it. Tom's still way better, and he used lunch to eat lunch. So, you know, aim high, kids. I'm just saying, like...
I've got no words.
I instantly regret saying that.